Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you. This is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
It's so time to open. This is Val Kirkgaard here. You're going to miss an amazing Randy Shannon today. She's actually driving through mountains and stormy areas and things like that to get to a mission. What can I say? We're all on missions here on Waking Up in America. Last week we talked about the breaking news of Christ coming home. This week we've got David with us, okay? It's an exciting thing.
Having Hello.
Christ with you, and as I was saying earlier, I know his cell phone number, ha-ha. If you wanted to make a noise, David, before I go into the...
I'm here.
Be happy to do that.
Sitting at my dining room table, I just had our neighbor's chicken come in and eat the cat food.
I know.
A pretty normal life here, I think. Mom
normal life at breakfast with Christ. I just love this stuff. It makes my heart very happy. So we had the breaking news last week that Christ was home. You have sincere evidence of right now as the chicken walks through the kitchen. We're here, a bunch of us. We're on assignment. You're probably one of them if you're listening to Waking Up in America. Friends about what's your assignment, things of that nature, okay? Our assignment, you know, my assignment is to be here, help update the news, comment on stuff that I think is ludicrous. You're listening to Waking Up in America, and we have dynamic radio dialogues on Life Today in America, and we're brought to you by KI Media, happily200.hghbreakthrough.com. I'm going to repeat that one because you're really going to want to check this out. Not only are you going to want to check it out, make sure you fill out the information because there's more things to be sent to you, and it's a great education. So happily200, and that's spelled out numerically, 200.hghbreakthrough.com. I've actually reversed my aging problem. My friends around me. Also, randyshannon.com, and Randy is randyshannon.com, and she's got a website that's going to be developed called The Body Can. This woman is she's an in-depth practitioner of a lot of stuff that's totally good in the world. Also, you want to check out Bragg.com. That's Bragg.com. And Bragg.com is your apple cider vinegar. The family's been an amazing contribution to the health world. Seriously, check out Bragg.com. You'll find that their products are all over the place and have been making a difference for over 100 years. Happily200.com, the possibility of living to be 200 years old. TheConingCompany.com. Plus that, we clean the Eustachian tube. We ship earphones all over the world for this ancient 5,000-year-old process that takes toxins out of your body, which is more important now than ever. We've got Sir Jason Winterty. The stories of what Sir Jason Winterty does for people are profound. If you're watching your immune system for any reason, you want to be using Sir Jason Winterty. It just goes on and on. Now, Bob Sirkoski of the Home Shopping Network says, we're doing radio that's changing the world. I really like that endorsement. I'd almost like to say informing and re-informing the world as well, Bob. So if you happen to hear a telephone ringing, a dog barking, or a chicken going across David's table, you understand that calling in from our homes and offices around the world to cause this program. Now, when you spoke in Aramaic, Jesus, did you remember that the Lord's Prayer meant to go out into the world and get that which is yours? That's what pray actually means in Aramaic. Comments?
Oh, I didn't quite know that. What I see is the kingdom overwhelming the current system, and it does say in the book of Revelation that the kingdoms of this world are becoming the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ.
And there you go.
So it's basically getting them back, because they've been, we have to understand that everything was made by God. Satan, the serpent, has not made one thing.
The serpent did. The serpent made the Democratic Party and the serpent.
Oh, I'm sorry, except for that.
the serpent let Lyndon Johnson, a Democrat, actually sign a bill that put all the slaves behind the Democratic Party right where they had been before. The devil did that, and I want, actually, before we continue, David, I so want Mike to play the Democratic Party and the wonderful professor that talks about it.
Okay.
When you think about racial equality and civil rights, which political party comes to mind? The Republicans or the Democrats? Most people would probably say the Democrats, but this answer is incorrect. Since its founding in 1829, the Democratic Party has fought against every major civil rights initiative and has a long history of discrimination. The Democratic Party defended slavery, started the Civil War, opposed Reconstruction, founded the Ku Klux Klan, imposed segregation, perpetrated lynchings, and fought against the Civil Rights Acts of the 1950s and 1960s. In contrast, the Republican Party was founded in 1854 as an anti-slavery party. Its mission was to stop the spread of slavery into the new Western territories with the aim of abolishing it entirely. This effort, however, was dealt a major blow by the Supreme Court in the 1857 case Dred Scott versus Sandfoot. The court ruled that slaves aren't citizens, they're property. The seven justices who voted in favor of slavery, all Democrats. The two justices who dissented, both Republicans. The slavery question was, of course, ultimately resolved by a bloody civil war. The commander-in-chief during that war was the first Republican president, Abraham Lincoln, the man who freed the slaves. 6 days after the Confederate Army surrendered, John Wilkes Booth, a Democrat, assassinated President Lincoln. Lincoln's vice president, a Democrat named Andrew Johnson, assumed the presidency. But Johnson adamantly opposed Lincoln's plan to integrate the newly freed slaves into the South's economic and social order. Johnson and the Democratic Party were unified in their opposition to the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery, the 14th Amendment, which gave blacks citizenship, and the 15th Amendment, which gave blacks the vote. All three passed only because of universal Republican support. During the era of Reconstruction, federal troops stationed in the South helped secure rights for the newly freed slaves. Hundreds of black men were elected to Southern state legislatures as Republicans, and 22 black Republicans served in the U.S. Congress by 1900. The Democrats did not elect a black man to Congress until 1935. But after Reconstruction ended, when the federal troops went home, Democrats roared back into power in the South. They quickly reestablished white supremacy across the region with measures like black codes, laws that restricted the ability of blacks to own property and run businesses, and they imposed poll taxes and literacy tests used to subvert black citizens' right to vote. And how was all of this enforced? By terror, much of it instigated by the Ku Klux Klan, founded by a Democrat, Nathan Bedford Forrest. As historian Eric Foner, himself a Democrat, notes, in effect, the Klan was a military force serving the interests of the Democratic Party. President Woodrow Wilson, a Democrat, shared many views with the Klan. He resegregated many federal agencies and even screened the first movie ever played at the White House, the racist film, The Birth of a Nation, originally entitled The Klansman. A few decades later, the only serious congressional opposition to the landmark Civil Rights Act of 1964 came from Democrats. 80% of Republicans in Congress supported the bill, less than 70% of Democrats did. Democratic senators filibustered the bill for 75 days until Republicans mustered the few extra votes needed to break the logjam. And when all of their efforts to enslave blacks, keep them enslaved, and then keep them from voting had failed, the Democrats came up with a new strategy. If black people are going to vote, they might as well vote for Democrats, as President Lyndon Johnson was purported to have said about the Civil Rights Act, I'll have them voting Democrat for 200 years. So now, the Democratic Party prospers on the votes of the very people it has spent much of its history oppressing. Democrats falsely claim that the Republican Party is the villain, when in reality, it's the failed policies of the Democratic Party that have kept blacks down. Massive government welfare has decimated the black family. Opposition to school choice has kept them trapped in failing schools. Politically correct policing has left black neighborhoods defenseless against violent crime. So when you think about racial equality and civil rights, which political party should come to mind? I'm Carol Swain, professor of political science and law at Vanderbilt University for Prager University.
And you're back up, Dr. Bell.
Bell?
See, he's coaching me. I had to mute on so that I wouldn't be laughing. The truth of the matter is, this particular party has been running the show, and I was part of this party at one time. I started out as a Republican because I liked Lincoln. I liked Lincoln liberating the slaves. I also liked all the stories about him and the fact that he was pennies and took a penny back, and So I modeled myself after Abraham Lincoln and Esther Williams, if you want to know the true sources of my power. And it was a remarkably good combination, because whether everything I knew about Lincoln was absolutely true or not, it was totally inspiring to me, and I used to sit around as a kid and sketch pictures of him and say things like, if I ever got a chance to sign a Declaration of Independence, I certainly would do it. And then in 2010, I found myself able to sign a Declaration of Sovereign Intent. And in 2010, I was still going through financially, which continues until today. So for whatever reason, I've gone from being a multimillionaire to knowing the insides and outs of the local sales and things of that nature, and squeaking through on things and all kinds of stuff. It's a contrast for more money. As an evolutionary process, I'll tell you the things that have come to me, the people that I have met, the extraordinary assistance that I've gotten from all the way from the Galactic Federation to angels and things of that nature. I live an amazingly blessed life, and for the amount of stress that I go through, I tell you, it's faith that saves me, David. You know?
What was that last thing you said? My phone kind of...
Yeah,
What was that saved you?
The fact that I believe in all the people that are around. Right now, the radio show is behind. We owe money on the radio show. We owe...
Yeah.
You might have known the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. A lot of them ended up in financial difficulty, though they had been wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens because you take your mind off creating business and you want to create what's right, and sometimes right doesn't pay you on time.
Well, I was heading off to a stellar opera career, and then I was stopped through some circumstances, and I got back on the road again, and then I kept getting stopped and kept getting stopped. So finally it dawned on me, okay, this may be a sign I'm not to not sing, but the career wasn't going to be what I was to do in life. And so I began to settle back into taking care of family. That's basically what happened was I had a doctor gave me something that affected my body, and I had to recover from that. By the time I recovered from that, I thought I could keep going in my singing career. And then things began to get difficult with my family. So that's when I decided, okay, it's more important to save my family than for me to have a career. I knew I was giving up literally thousands of dollars, if not millions. Uh-huh. I would have been a millionaire by now, multimillionaire, because I was on this unique track, a fast track, and I have a unique voice. And it would be acceptable in every major opera house in the world. So that ended, and although I kept singing...
That opportunity ended, but David, I expect to hear you singing, and I think the time has come, and I think a lot of people are going to hear us all singing. There's the people that listen to this radio program, I get letters from them periodically, and it makes me cry at what they've gone through and who they are and how they maintain, how they pray and how our listeners pray, and they go through heaven and hell like five times in a day. I mean, take a look at what people in Florida are going through. Or not Florida.
Houston.
And Florida has been through, and Louisiana has been through. And the thing that's shocking to me is that there's more of these storms lined up, and I'm totally convinced that they are weather wars. I was wondering, Mike, do you have any comment on that? Do you think that these things are set up at all? There's $190 billion worth of damage in Texas, and people are really suffering down there, and then there's a bunch more of these puppies lined up. Any comments, sir?
Well, I think there's a lot that the government should be doing, should be responsible to help those people. I don't know if that's a problem, but I think the insurance companies are making it even more difficult for people to come back and have their homes again. Once you go through a storm, would you really want your home again if it was destroyed?
Well, let me say that you can't even really have your home again. I've seen the pictures of this. I really want to thank the Trump family for showing up and for being there, and as the president should be, in my personal opinion. That's the job of the president, is to do. I finally see a president I think is doing his job. I don't want to mention what's happened in the past and who has or who hasn't. But I'm here, and I support President Trump and what he's up to, and also the news is that the global currency reset will come in this particular month. And between our listeners and people I know all by myself, we could actually write a check to Houston and say, here, go fix it. We have that capacity to do that once this global currency reset is finalized. Not only do we have that capacity to do that, we have our hearts lined up with so many projects of things that will transform instantly into making a better planet. The Galactic Federation says we're moving from 3D to 5D, and 3D is the world that we're in with hurricanes and sneaky poops and lies here and all that kind of stuff. 5D is the world that you live in where you're actually creating the future. A small number of people can actually transform this world. You will be surprised at the transformation you see in the next year or two on this planet. And that's why there's been so much work putting Trump down, because Trump actually signifies the transformation of the planet. Jesus Christ, you see, they worked so hard to get God's name taken off courthouses, statues. They tried to get us to fight with each other because they don't want us looking to Christ. They don't want, and here he is on the radio with us. Isn't that cute? You know? He's a friend, and he's my friend, and he's your friend, and he's here. Is there anything you wanted to say about what's going on in Texas?
Me? Well, when you said on the, just to back up a bit, when you talked about the eclipse, and you said Christ has come home, I think that's how you put it. Is that correct?
That's exactly how I put it. And I called you, by the way, in the middle of the eclipse.
Right, right. Well,
because it was like, to me,
yes,
that was symbolic of your return. It was a gateway,
yes,
or whatever you want to call it.
Yes, well, that, yeah, you under. Okay, I got about 10 things in my mind at the same time about this, but let me just do the one thing, is that one time Christ said, Jesus, when he was on earth, yeah, Jesus means Savior. I just kind of clarify these words. It means Savior. And Christ means anointed. And when you have Jesus Christ, he's the Savior who was anointed to go to the cross or to buy back, a kinsman redeemer, buy back what the whole line of mankind. So religiously, that's what that means, and I believe it. And if people don't, well, that's simply just have to deal with what you're in. But that's what it meant, that he was the Savior anointed to go to the cross to pay for the one who fell, which is Adam. So then you have anyone who is a Savior, a smaller Savior, let's say, and who is anointed, can be also known as the same word, Jesus Christ. Now, so when you said Christ, now, but there's a specific thing about that Christ has come back back home. Jesus once said that foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. And that means that the Son of Man is, Christ is the Son of God, but also the Son of Man. And I'll keep on track here. I won't get off it.
Where is he laying his head right now, David?
What?
Where is Christ laying his head right now?
Well, this is what he told me. He said, because you've given yourself over so I could have your body, I'm putting my head on your body.
Oh, my God.
And
I can feel it.
That gives me chills, because that's the transformation. You've got to understand this. The people have to understand this.
Hey. If it's giving you chills and it's giving me chills, let's give our announcer and our listeners an opportunity. We'll just pause for a few, maybe 10 seconds, and just feel that Christ is on your chest. He's laid his head on your chest, and he's here, because everything is changing. Goodness is coming back. Illusion is fading. And as we grow in strength and we feel Christ's head on our chest, we can feel our bodies start to warm and start to relax. Because the time is now. This is a thing that's never happened before. It doesn't need to happen again, and it needs to happen now. So the chaos in the world is shifting, and Christ has his head on your chest. And you can smell the sweet scent of his hair. Sweet, sweet, sweet scent of Christ's hair on your chest. You can stroke his hair. You can feel him breathing. You can feel yourself breathing. As Christ integrated into David, let David and Christ integrate into you on this plane with this purpose. And may all who hear this message take this moment to be with this feeling and with this sound and with this future possibility. Thank you.
Yes. You said some things that you were divinely inspired to say, because very few people I've talked to this about, some when I had been with him in the spiritual realm, I've expressed a few things. I'm still getting the chills and kind of emotional, but I'll keep it there.
That's okay. You can have chills, sweetie.
Yeah, I
we
know.
Have the time.
When I just want to say one thing about this head. When Jesus said he had no place to lay his head, he meant that there was no man he could join, the body could be joined to him. And there's references in Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, where a body has been prepared for me, meaning a man has been being prepared to receive the head.
Right.
And God, once that man has got the head, then God looks at him and sees all mankind coming into that. Now, people come into this like you are right away, and others who are aware of this, they come in right away into this revelation. Others, it will take a long time. But the point is, nothing will be lost. God has created all things, and he will lose nothing.
And I get it.
As he sees, God the Father sees this one man with the head of Jesus Christ as the head, the body is connected to him. As he sees this man, you can look from heaven down to earth, he sees all mankind. Why do I say that? It's because when he saw Adam, he saw all mankind. And so when Adam missed the glory, you know about the arrow missing, you'll miss the mark. That means sin. When Adam missed the glory of God, didn't keep, all mankind missed it. That's why all mankind were seen through the eyes. God saw all mankind as being as Adam, and we have the Savior Christ went to the cross to bring mankind back, and now this is the final stage at the eclipse. And I often wondered about when he will come as a thief in the night, when no one is expecting him. Well, everybody was watching the eclipse, but you heard. I knew something was going on, and the expectation was not a visible body of Jesus coming out of the sky, but it was that point he put his head on the body prepared for him. And he took off the Medusa head.
David, save the Medusa head forever. I have to do the commercials, okay?
Okay, I'll talk about the Medusa head when you get back.
Well, not only that, I want to play. You just did a perfect lead-in to the tape that's going to be played. I mean, it's like you knew what was going to happen. It's perfect. So we really need to thank the sponsors of this program, and I need to ask for your assistance. I've had my house sold in foreclosure. Illegally, by the way, but it actually takes money to prove things are illegal, and I need to raise $20,000. So people have been telling me, get on the radio and put it out there. So I am putting it out there. I've actually raised $500 of the $20,000 that's needed, and there'll be more coming in this week. But this is a real thing. I don't want the sheriff at my door, and I'm making sure that that doesn't happen. And when things are done illegally, and you have to go to extra efforts to get things happening. So part of what I wanted to tell you was that we can't do this by ourselves anymore, any of this stuff. We need to be speaking with each other. Right now, a lot of things got handled in my life this week, and it got handled through communication with others and through people helping and me helping others. One of the persons that's actually... an amazing guy. He was on the show last week. He's a detective. He actually goes through your paperwork on your loans and such. And I don't know about other states. Tom Hargraves is in California, and he says 80% of California mortgages are fraudulent. So once you hire somebody like Tom Hargraves, you can actually have him go over your paperwork, and the guy is meticulous. I am so impressed with him. His telephone number is 541-844-1830. That's 541-844-1830. And he's doing the searches on all of my banking issues to go back to 2006, and he's finding a ton of things. I require attorneys, and things are moving very quickly, so if anybody out there can make a contribution. There's two ways that people seem to want to contribute to me. One of them, it's very sweet. Some people just want to give me money because they've been in my spot and they want to see me win. And I'm fine with that, okay? And they do that by PayPal, by sending money to paypal.me/happily200. other people would like an opportunity to be in this investment, because when I win this thing, and according to what Tom has to say and his detective work, as I said, I'm so impressed, the bank has to pay me three times my mortgage, and since it was a $1 million mortgage, the minimum on the suit coming through is right around $3 million. But because I'm a lady of 77, and because I've been going through this for 9.5 years, and so on and so forth, it could be as high as $30 million. So anybody that wants to contribute to the 19,500 that's currently needed, as I said, I'm happy to accept your contribution through the paypal.me/happily200. For those of you who would like an investment opportunity, I'm paying 10 to 1. So that means if you put in 1,000, you get 10,000 back when the case is over. And because of my age, I'm actually told that it will all happen quite quickly. And there is a team of legal beagles. There's about 10 of them now that are actually helping with this, because the particular issue that I'm doing with foreclosure, I sat in foreclosure court, guys, in 2010. That's how long this has been going on. And I watched 17 people lose their homes right in front of me. And I committed myself in that moment to going through this journey, whatever it is. Kind of like when David here gave up doing opera. I gave up making tons of money. It wasn't my intention. I just thought I could do both. But I was making lots of, I was making $1 million a year, actually. Oh. And I put my attention on this because, to me, this is why I'm here. I'm here to stand up against the illegalities. I'm here to be a torchbearer. I'm actually an Olympic torchbearer. I carried the 1984 Olympic torch. So I'm inviting you to participate in this. Your names, if you want, they'll be listed. I just want to take this, everybody, I've been told we have 30,000 listeners. I would like to motivate as many of these listeners that are motivatable, and I would like to have our listeners looking around in different communities to see how they can be of assistance. For those of you who have done the whole conversation about the global currency reset, I've been reassured many, 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 many times that it's happening, but I've also been reassured of that since 2010. So you cannot live your life like you're going to get it saved by the global currency reset, and I would say that's the most devastating thing possible. Once people get involved in it, they want to have it happen, and it's supposed to have happened for so long that they'll stake their lives on it. Don't. You'll be able to help a lot of lives when it comes through, but it preoccupies your time and your space, just like lawsuits do. So I just want you to know that Patricia Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar, they sponsor this program. Kayani, which means strong medicine, they sponsor. Longevity, I use those products. I use the Limitless products from I like reversing the aging process. My crepey skin is disappearing. All kinds of stuff is happening. So I'm not just over here suffering. I'm actually surrounded by greatness, as you can see. And David, just whether he realized it or not, was the perfect entrance to Mike. Please play Trump and the snake. I think it's perfect.
And I said, what's going on? And who knows what it is? You know the famous Trojan horse. I mean, is this a Trojan horse? I read this the other day and I said, wow, that's really amazing. That's really incredible. And it's the snake lyric. On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. She stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. I saved you, cried the woman, and you've bit me. Heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
I didn't realize that it had so much dramatic orchestra playing behind it, but I sure did love it. By the way, that particular video has gone viral in Europe as different minority groups are working to cause violence and take over different governments and things of that nature. So it's the chaos in the world comes from having been feeding the snakes for so long. So. That was why I laughed when you started talking about the serpent.
Yes. Well, that's exactly kind of the story of Adam. He held the serpent.
Yeah.
You know, and he got bit.
I listened. I went to Bible school. I did the whole thing. I couldn't understand why it was bad to eat an apple.
Yeah, it had nothing to do. Well, it wasn't about an apple.
Well, I thought it was, though.
Yeah, I know. Most people do. Some people think it's about eating the fruit. The fruit's good. Nothing wrong with an apple. But it was entering into a place where only God himself could dwell, which is a place of discerning good and evil, because only God knows what is true evil and what is true good.
We've got you right here, and people are wanting to live Christian lives, or whether if they're not Christians.
I call it righteous because righteous lives.
Pardon?
Righteous lives.
Righteous, good, kind.
Because when you say Christian, I got to narrow that definition down because there are a lot of churches, a lot has gone on under the name of Christ that has nothing to do with Christ. But I would say righteous lives. Godly life.
Point being is we want to improve things. We want to help people. We're so frustrated, and for so many years our lifeblood has been drained out of us in the forms of taxes and conversations and misconceptions, things of that nature.
I do know why that is so, is because there was a time limit that this whole thing had to complete for 6,000 years. And there was a legal time limit. It's just like if you rent an apartment, you have a legal time limit. And if you don't renew the lease, or the lease is not renewed, you have to go. Well, the lease for the serpent to be on earth and affect mankind was for 6,000 years. Now, with the head on the body, that ends the lease. I mean, that ends the time. This is why, you know, he's throwing a fit, and we see it all over. Now, I want to explain this serpent, the Medusa. The head of the serpent is the thoughts. That serpent, you know, I love the movie Clash of the Titans with Harry Hamlin, the old one, not the new one. That was put out in the 1980s, I believe. And Harry Hamlin played, what was his name? Perseus. And he cut off the Medusa's head. And that was a symbol that the serpent thoughts are cut off. Now the earth can be saved. Of course, then he went on to do the Clash of the Titans between the... Let loose the... What was his name? The one that lived in the sea. Archon or whatever, I can't remember. And the head of the Medusa, when they saw each other, they both died.
You mean Neptune?
No, Neptune released the Kraken. Release the Kraken. And on here comes
Poseidon.
I feel like we've been, parts of our government have been the Kraken. I mean, there are well-intended people in the government. By and large, it's been the Kraken and the Medusa and the head. Well, the thing is that the serpent head means all the thoughts from the serpent was put on the head of Adam. And thus, from there on, we have had serpent thoughts. And even the best, even we fight with these serpent thoughts in our minds. Some give in to them, but it's a constant struggle. Well, when the head comes on the body, that's the head, that's the child. It's the mind of the child. The child has no knowing of good or evil. And when you have a child, that is the end of the serpent. He cannot overcome a child. He has to look for somebody who has the knowing of good and evil in them. And what I heard from Jesus was that it's a declared innocence. It's not like, oh, I got to work myself into getting innocent. It's impossible. Once the head came on the body, then the Father has declared that all are innocent because he sees them all. Now, they're not all acting innocent. And especially in the religious world, they don't really want to move into that state of declared innocence because it's a thriving business to keep good and evil going. But the next phase is the man-child came in on August 21st at the eclipse. That's when Jesus, the man, had a place who did not have the serpent's head. He had a place on earth to lay his head. Christ came on earth. Now, that will translate on the September 23rd, which is where the Virgo gives birth to Jupiter, and that is the man-child. That's the king's planet. That's the ruler's planet. So we give birth to a new age on earth on the 23rd.
Wow.
I know, yeah, my own experience, yeah, I get shivers. My own experience just recently after the 21st is I have a stream of thought that just goes on and there's no battle in my mind anymore. It's like a new mind has been put into me. And I don't even have thoughts of there's a pressure on the outside, but it's only on the outside.
How is it? Let me ask you a question here. With all the stuff that's going on as far as the storms and Houston and Harvey and all this other stuff, how does Jesus hold this?
There's still two more years. It is the destruction of the beast systems right now. I have a sense since hurricane that went into New Orleans. I can't remember the name of that one.
Katrina?
I have a sense that there is those who have learned how to control and manipulate the cosmos. And I have a sense that there is manipulation going on, especially to destroy America by the overwhelming bill that's going to cost.
Let me tell you something really interesting that I saw this morning that Ron Hayes sent in. You got to love this guy. He's just digging around in all the corners for us. It was actually a conversation by a gentleman that said that he was hired to by the world's elite to see if he could get a hold of this particular item that dates back thousands of years that was actually able to do just what you were talking about. That it was actually able to control the weather, that was able to start earthquakes. And this thing, I think it dates back like 2,000 or 4,000 years, and it has a lot of moving parts to it. And so this guy was actually telling them how to use this. So this isn't like a new piece of technology. It sounds like alien technology to me. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, yes, because these systems under the serpent, their goal is to harness the universe and make it theirs. And then we would be, the whole universe would be enslaved to the serpent.
I'm sure the whole universe is going to bow down to these jerks just because they
Well, the whole universe was affected by Adam losing his God state, which is his glory state. So it jeopardized the whole universe. The whole universe has been out of balance. It's just like a plane. You have to have the wings in balance. If you have out of balance of anything that's in a circular motion, it will do the looping or that lopsided thing, and anything that spins lopsidedly will eventually tear apart. So it's an odd thing. It's actually also to control the universe, to tear apart the universe. It's a self-destructive thing because the serpent only knows destruction. He gets a hold of anything that's of a created thing that God created, enters into it to destroy it. So it's like I see myself as like David with Goliath. And, you're not going to do this. I run towards things that the church has said stay away from because I know that everything was created by God and needs to be redeemed back to God. And I know if it's like a diamond in cow dung, I'm not too worried about the dung that the serpents put around the diamond. I want the diamond. So I go after the diamond in the thing that usually people run away from.
Now, this is perfect, totally perfect. And what you want to do is you've got about 2 minutes. Do we have 2 minutes, Mike? What's our time?
3 minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Actually five, but I'm giving you a two-minute leeway.
Right. You need to be wrapping this up in the next minute
now. Well, the whole point is the child frequency destroys the enemy, and whoever's joined the enemy will self-destruct. The child, nobody is fearful of a child, and that's also the one that the serpent fears the most is the child. That's why Adam, who was the child initially, he had to get to in order to bring him out of his child state of simply believing into the state of doing the pro and con thing, good and evil thing. And that is the beginning of the division. When you start the division, then you can get subdivisions. And pretty soon you have so many subdivisions that you divide yourself into oblivion. And so that was the point, because unity has no, you cannot break through unity. And the unity, Jesus says, I am one with you. So the unity of Christ with his man on earth redounds in a frequency that goes into mankind where the serpent can no longer break through, and these entities that are trying to destroy us just for destruction. It's just purely for destruction itself, because the serpent comes to steal, kill, and destroy, can no longer do so, and his time is up. You mentioned the hair, about the hair and somehow when we're talking, we stopped for a minute. And one of the moments when I was with Jesus, and it was in a dream, but I know I was there in heaven with him, I walked by his room. We were in the same house. And so it's kind of like an earthly thing, but it was done in heaven. And he was asleep on his bed, and my room was right next to him. And as I passed by him, I saw him so peacefully asleep. and his hair glowed. And I thought to myself, I have to touch his hair. So I went over and touched his hair, and he woke up, and he looked, and he said, oh, it's just you. And then while I was stroking his hair, a hand, in my dream, a hand came and started to stroke the back of my hair at the same time. Now, here's the thing about 5 years ago, and I'll close.
Heckens, you don't have time for this story.
I don't. Okay, anyway, I feel the hair being stroked.
There you go. And what does that mean
That's
to you?
The
One
end of
sentence.
It.
What? One sentence.
Well, that
what
means
does it mean
the,
to you
the man child's on earth, and we're going to have the kingdom, the man child kingdom birth on the 23rd.
There you go.
Birth this that kingdom.
And brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media, Jesus Christ, our radio partners, CloningCompany.com, Happily200.com, HeavenIncorporated.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Dr. Joel Wallach, Tippi Hedren, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams. I miss you, Esther. Admiral Eugene Carroll, Tim Dameron, Jane Goodall, Jonathan Granoff, Dennis Kucinich, Chris Burgard, Paul the Plumber, Terry Cole Whitaker, Sherry St. Vincent, David R., descendant of King David, RandyShannon.com, Edward F. Group III, Shalene Nightingale, and Dr. Val, DrValerie.com, and doctors all spelled out. And thanks to Paul C. Bragg for leaving us your daughter, Patricia, to continue your work. A big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jess Bernard, and our producer, Ryan Treasure and Randy Jacklin, our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Mary Flynn, and Ron Simon, and our research director, Rock and Ron Hayes. To John Young at Totally Gospel, a big thanks for all the airtime and friendship you have given us over the years. A big thanks to our webmaster, Joseph Chung. Merci beaucoup to Bent Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free MP3 next week. Invite a friend to listen. Be kind to yourself and someone else. Pray for Houston, really. Pray for Texas. Just pray. The times are coming. You actually have the opportunity to do that. And if you can send me a contribution or an investment at PayPal.me, it's paypal.me/happily200. That would be deeply appreciated and well used. Thanks for listening.
With extraordinary plans, almost ordinary people here, hear the music, feel the dance. Hear the music, feel the dance. Hear the music, feel the dance. And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you new, pouring through, now your heart is open.